This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. And coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, Tire Rack, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide to get a full line of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation, TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. We're in this time in sports where, like, NBA is back, and the great matchups last night. Like, I think in terms of schedule makers out of the break, that was pretty good, right? Lakers, Warriors, granted, LeBron didn't play. Steph did. He was awesome. Warriors won. Anthony Davis was really good. But without LeBron, they just don't have the firepower. And maybe even with LeBron, they still don't have the firepower to keep up with the Warriors, who are pushing their way out of that play-in tournament. Jokic had like a perfect game. Luka was amazing. The triple-double, having 41 points. And the Oklahoma City Thunder demolished the L.A. Clippers. And the Clippers, widely regarded by most people I know, as probably the best team in the West. Right? Nuggets, defending champions. They have what feels like an unguardable player. Not the same depth that they had last year. Clippers been playing very, very well going into the break, and they got beaten last night by the Thunder, who nobody knows about. They have Caitlin Clark and Iowa. And I agree with Colin Cowherd's premise, like the reason that people are so into Caitlin Clark is we know who she is, right? We know who she is. And trying to explain to somebody, I mean, honestly, think about it. I'm not doing this to embarrass anybody. How many of Duke's starters can you name? Duke. Kansas. Syracuse, North Carolina. Don't even get to UCLA and Indiana. Like, you can't name any of them. Trust me, I've done it for a living for over 20 years. Hey, I'll do the NCAA tournament on Westwood, where we'll cover every game, and you basically have to introduce who these guys are, and many of them, you have to introduce them not by where they're from, but where their previous school or schools were from. But Caitlin Clark won school 4 years. I don't know. Did you see, by the way, that Jay Williams has kind of moved the goalposts a little bit?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so he did LSU's win over Kentucky last night, the night before. This is Friday, so it was Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday night.
And I guess there's video of him like shooting with Angel Reese, and so people think the reason he said that, you know, Caitlin Clark, you know, you want to be great, you have to win a championship, was somehow he's like on Team Angel Reese. But he's changed it to, hey, when we start talking about GOATs, like, oh, wait, were you talking greatest of all time? Or did you say the word great? He said great. He didn't say greatest of all time. I would generally disagree anyway with the premise that you have to win a championship in college athletics to be the greatest of all time. But it's a completely different discussion if you're saying she's not great and she's not the greatest of all time. We agree on that, or we?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you may think I'm playing semantics, but I think we could all agree. We're also in this weird time, Dan, where greatest of all time, goat, like there's goats. That doesn't make any sense. Greatest is singular. How are there goats?
I know. I agree.
Well, he's a goat, and he's a goat, and he's a goat. Like, no, there's only one goat.
It seemed so not organic. It just seems so manufactured, the take.
Jays?
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, yes.
No duh.
And so, like, that's where it's where there is something that is truly organic about the Caitlin Clark frenzy. And the response to it seems very manufactured and unorganic, if that's a word.
Inorganic.
Yeah, inorganic. Inorganic. There you go.
Artificial, inorganic.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. There's like, you don't really believe this, right? Like, you're not really saying this. I think that the part that's, and look, here's where I will defend Jay. Right? Here's where I'll defend Jay. Where I'll say, like, look, man, I get it. Like, we don't have, he's much younger than me. So he doesn't have this huge knowledge of women's college basketball. I don't either. I'm older. I've been around it even more. Like, I did grow up in Southern California where you had Cheryl Miller and Penny Toler. Remember Penny Toler or Tolner? I can't remember. Yeah, one of the two. Right. That's actually JaVale McGee. And then you have Pam McGee. That's JaVale McGee's mom, was a great player in her own right. Penny Woodard. But like, I didn't watch them play. I don't. Even the great UConn teams, like,
that's the other thing about it. Like, look at the women's game right now. Even 10 years ago, it's significantly deeper. It's significantly better. UConn would have, what, 8 of the top 10 players in women's college basketball on the team?
LSU kind of has that now a little bit, right? They're just buying them.
But there's more. I think there's more players out there.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Sure. I mean, like, look, I didn't know Iowa's been pretty good for a while. Like, I thought they were a nothing program and she made them into something. And then when I heard all this talk, like, I just Google searched, like, oh, they've been pretty good for a while.
I talked to a friend who played 20 years ago, played against the likes of Lindsey Whalen and them. And she was a guard. And she said, I would love to play in this game. This, what they're running now in women's college basketball is not what they ran 20 years ago or the program that she was in. She's like, heck, we just ran sets. When I'm like, this, it's a different game. She's like, I would love to be a part of it. So this opens up even more. It's just, it just seemed, you know, it's easy to pick someone who's won 4 national championships, but those UConn teams were so dominant.
So good.
Yeah.
And she's great.
Yeah.
And again, like, if the discussion was, is she the greatest of all time? All right, it's a reasonable discussion, one which I can't tell you that I'm truly equipped to have. No, by the way, no one ever says that. No one would ever. Like, I'm sure if you asked Seth Greenberg, he'd probably say, and Seth has forgotten more about college basketball, having been a head coach and then assistant coach for so long. But you asked about the women's game. Like, I mean, look, my brother's an assistant at San Diego State with the women. And he was on the men's side at San Diego State and Sac State, Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, Cal, Oregon State, 26 years. It's like completely different sport, completely different deal. It does have more depth, but still not really deep. It's a bit more spread out. But the biggest thing is, like, we're paying attention to it. And they're also benefiting from the fact that the men's game is such a mess with so many of the transfers. There's transfers in women's. Angel Reese did not start out at LSU. She started out at Maryland where her brother plays. And Kaylee Van Lith was at Louisville, right? And then she transferred this year. But when you've seen somebody perform and then you get to see him again, right? That's a big thing. Whereas everybody else is, you know, trying to make it on their first album in college athletics. We got a lot to get to here. I thought this was interesting. So what was this tournament that Charlie Woods was in, Dan?
Yeah, so Charlie Woods, the son of Tiger Woods at 15 years old, was teeing it up in a pre-qualifying tournament for the PGA Tour stop that hits PGA National. It's now known as the Cognizant Classic. And there are, by the way, this was not the qualifier to get into the tournament. This is a pre-qualifier to get you into the Monday qualifier, which then would get you into the tournament. So there are a lot of stages and a lot of players that you would have to beat, but he is competing against guys who are competing against PGA Tour level players, and that's what Charlie Woods entered yesterday in Florida, and unfortunately for him, did not fare well, shot a 16 over 86 and did not advance in qualifying.
And was somebody heckling him?
So yeah, so there's, you know, when the story dropped, I think the conversation ended up, I felt, because I think who Tiger Woods and obviously who his kid is such a story, but Tiger's upbringing is so much about who he is, what he is, who, you know, the person that he became. And now you see Tiger in this role of a father. And I thought that there was such a story because I thought that Tiger was having Charlie, not forcing him, and saying, if you want to compete in this, go ahead. But we're going to see where you are in your game compared to everybody else. And it's not going to be a father-son thing on NBC where, you know, you're getting, you know, cheers from the crowd. This is going to be a real life lesson for you to go out there and play. And
deep end.
Yeah, and Charlie found out. But what we've now come to find out from the Palm Beach Post, and Emily was the one who, Smar, I'll get it right. Emily Smar was the one who wrote the piece.
Clean up and edit.
Said that there was not only an incident where fans were jumping out of bounds stakes into bushes and trees to get a lost ball from Charlie, that they forgot to even deal with the ropes, so they were literally walking side by side with him. When the people who were on site were there to try to protect Charlie and serve as protection or volunteers, one guy shouted, "Who are you, a fire marshal?" So no one was listening, literally walking up and down the fairway. There's another story that a grandmother took her daughter out of school so she could go and maybe try to meet Charlie Woods. And then I don't know why, maybe that's the worst one.
Are people weird or just terrible?
Someone asked him walking off the 12th green if he could sign his dad's book that he wrote. Like, while he's competing for an autograph it's bonkers. And I don't think these pre-qualifiers are used to this. There were two security details that were assigned to Charlie through this. But to deal with, you know, a group of 50 people coming to watch, just an absolute circus, which I think does lend some light to also how important Charlie Woods is to the future of golf. I think it's a huge deal. There's just so many layers and so many branches of this story that I just find fascinating.
Yeah, he is important to the future of golf. People are super weird. That's, you know, like, they're just weird. They don't know how to handle stars. Like, they don't know what to do with themselves. It's like the, you know, Will Ferrell and Ricky Bobby, when he was playing, you know, Ricky Bobby, "I don't know what to do with my hands. What do I do with my hands?" I worked with Ali LaForce, who works for TNT,
mm-hmm.
and the beginning of her exploding is to be a superstar. And she's like the most, she's just like a complete sweetheart. At the time we started working together, 24, she got engaged to Joe. Now they're obviously happily married, have a little boy. And I used to tell her all the time, like, "Man, I would love to have a reality show where all over your body in different directions were cameras to get people's like reaction when you walk by or when you have a conversation with them." Like, we'd go and do shows at the Super Bowl and you'd have like NFL star, and they, like, in an effort to not be inappropriate, they would just stumble all over themselves because she's a beautiful young woman who's charming and knows sports, right? And they, like, there's just as many people that say awkward things because they're trying to not be offensive, and just they just don't know how to act. Like, dude, she's just a cool chick.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And yet it was really weird. And like, now multiply that by, it's like, you know, I'm sure this is like Michael Jackson's kid. Like, that's what Tiger Woods is.
It's crazy. I think that there are parallels to the fandom that Charlie Woods could have with Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Bronny?
Yeah, Bronny.
Bronny.
But I think Dale Jr., and because of your assessment of Bronny James, of who he is, we'll find out with Charlie. I'll just put it that. We'll find out with Charlie, because Dale Jr. did have a successful NASCAR career. We're still waiting on Bronny and Charlie and the same thing. But I'm even curious, and your dad was a coach. You're coaching your kid.
Yeah.
You know, the
we're going to Vegas, by the way, after the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And like a couple of the parents, I can't go. So I'm just, it's like me and two other adults, and we got a bunch of these boys. So that this will be interesting. My son is the real thing. My son's 14. Okay. He's a really cute kid. And he's like, Dad, last time we went as a team, one of the moms she's got status at the Cosmo. So they stayed in like a suite at the Cosmo. He's like, Dad, can we not stay at the Cosmo? I was like, what is the matter with the Cosmo? Like, that's a nice hotel. It's like, there's no girls there. like, you're 14. It's not the summer. We can't go by the pools. Like, we're just going to hang, dude.
Didn't you recently send, or what team went to where the adult convention was?
Oh, this was on the same trip.
Okay.
Was we were looking at, I stayed at Mandalay. Was that Mandalay that time? I
think it
was and so one of the moms was like, yeah, we were at Resorts World. And so I was like, okay, we met at the game. And I was like, how's the hotel? They're like, it's amazing, but a little awkward. I was like, why? Like, having an adult film convention. And the look on the kid's face was amazing. I was like, well, you know, I mean, did he Google her work? I don't. Yeah, I love it. Oh, it's so amazing. This is so amazing. That's a good memory. I'd forgotten that. But anyway, your question. I'm sorry about I interrupted. I went on the Vegas tangent.
That's all right.
Because Hayes asked me last night, he's like, can we stay somewhere where the chicks are?
Oh, well, that would be a spot. The point of Tiger as a father and saying, all right, Charlie teed up. Tiger wasn't there, by the way, yesterday. I actually think it was a good move. Don't sit there and hover over him as sure as much he wanted to. But just in terms of letting him compete in this, are you fine with it? I think it was a great move. I think it was a great move to show if you want to be who you are and the player that you want to be, this is who you're up against. With no,
it's one of those deals where you have to know the kid, you have to know your kid, and you got to know if he's going to fail, does he have the confidence to fight back and overcome it? You know, and maybe it's like, hey, this is the deep end, bud, like sink or swim. Like at some point, like, you know, there's always the. And I don't think this is that way with Charlie, but sometimes you want to do that because they're not really working as hard as they need to be. And you're like, this is really what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it looks like. If you want to do it, like, we got to stop with the social media, stop with all the other stuff. And like, there's a long way to go. Now, there's other stuff where you don't necessarily need a layup, but you need to keep their confidence going too. And I mean, this is a real thing. I have kids that I coach that suffered through really tough high school seasons. And like for radio, I'm calling Duke Carolina coming up. I'm like, bring them to it. Let's go. Let's go and do a road trip. Go see like what it's really like, what it's really about. So you can feel it. And it kind of re-energizes you. Because kids lose their confidence. And when you're not playing well, that's when a lot of people quit. And golf is a game where people quit. More people quit golf every day than pick it up. It's a real thing. I won't quit it. I've just come to accept the fact that I'm not particularly good because I don't play enough. But then the competitive nature creeps in. You're like, why am I not better? He's Dan Beyer. He is better than I am at golf. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan the Danettes. A former NBA champion's take on what's going on with Doc Rivers and the Bucks. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis Blow. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Pretty good, right? Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy Friday. Alley-oop. So this is a little before Antonio Daniels' time. That's what it was. Dan Beyer, Doug Gottlieb for Dan, the Danettes. The Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Oh, how far hip-hop has come since Curtis Blow rapped about basketball. Tone, look, you were a really good player. You also were part of an era or part of a Spurs organization that it was about playing and playing the right way and playing together and, you know, deemed boring. But when you watch the All-Star game, knowing it's also the only break that these guys get, right? And the Stars don't get much of a break. What do you think? What do you feel when you watch the All-Star game this past weekend?
First and foremost, what's up, Doug? You doing all right, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I don't know, man. Like, I think people's expectations of the All-Star game may be a little unrealistic because of the generation that we're in. I hear the complaints. I see comments via social media and everywhere else. You know, they want guys to play hard. They want guys to compete. And that sounds fantastic. That sounds fantastic. I just think, honestly, when you're talking about a 48-minute game,
yep,
it's unrealistic.
No, I get it. But, like, look, you and I have played enough basketball to know there's a difference between not playing at your very peak level and just willful disdain for even trying. Like, I mean, it's no different than if you coach youth basketball. Like, look, man, you're not going to be Earl Strom officiating every call, but you need to make it close to half court, right? Make it past half court. Like, we're not saying you need to be in a defensive stance,
for sure.
Michael Cooper, but, like, can we all get back on defense? Can we do a little, can we make it look a little bit like basketball for more portion of the time?
Okay, so here's my thing, Doug. You know, for our SiriusXM show, I said I'm done complaining and making a big deal about the all-star starters and all-star snubs.
Okay.
We make a big deal about that every year. Oh, this guy should have made it and that guy should have made it. And I have an issue caring about that all-star game and all-star weekend more than actual players do. Like, we make a huge deal about this stuff. Oh, man, this guy should have made it, and that guy should have made it. And then the game starts, and you have guys that act like they don't even want to be there. And we spent a couple of days talking about possible improvement to the All-Star game. What I would love to see personally, I'll just tell you for me, I would love to see a more of a pickup-style game. I would love to see the game shortened. I would love to see a target score. And if you lose, you're done. It's almost like you know how you go to –
I like that.
Lifetime Fitness,
yeah,
or LA Fitness,
yeah,
right? And the court is you have 20 people on the side waiting. If you don't compete and if you don't win, you go home. It's pretty simple.
So you go home. So you know, four teams of five or
four teams of six.
Four teams of six. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
24 dudes.
You make a
dudes.
Target score.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a target score of 50. 45. It's similar to the Rising Star Challenge. You have four teams.
I love it.
Teams play.
Yep.
So that way, when you have guys like Jokic, when you have guys like Luka who are shooting from half court and they don't want to be there, you lose, you go home. That's it. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And now the game's not as long. It's not a 48-minute game when you're sitting there and they get an opportunity to go up by 30 points. Now you're in the final 5 minutes of the game, and you know, and they know that they can't come back. Target score makes it different because it's shortened the game. And I think you can get guys to play with a little bit more intensity if the game were shorter. If you're playing to 45 or you're playing to 50, similar to playing by ones and twos and playing to 15 like they do in the summertime.
Yeah. Okay, you guys have solved Sunday, but what do you do about Saturday? Because dunk competition and the skills – I mean, Anthony Edwards was shooting left-handed in the skills competition. Three-point shootout was great and stuff, but – it is All-Star Weekend, and something needs to be done with Saturday as well.
Here's how little I paid attention to it.
Agreed.
I didn't know he shot left-handed. I had no idea.
He hit the side of the backboard on his corner
right. Three.
What are we doing here?
But here's my thing with Saturday. I think, for me, I can just speak for myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
The three-point shootout is the most exciting part of Saturday night's festivities. And it's been that way for a while. It's been that way since the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine dunk contest.
It was amazing, by the way.
Right. But now think about all of the dunk contests that have come after that. The dunk contest just doesn't – it don't hit the same.
No.
Plain and simple. And my thing about Saturday is I think you need to take NBA players away from the dunk contest. If they don't want to be in it, that's fine. There are people in this – country. There are people in this world who are professional dunkers. Just because you're a good basketball player and you're the best, one of the best in the world, doesn't make you one of the best dunkers. Just because you're a great dunker doesn't make you a great basketball player. And there are people out there that are professional dunkers that are far better at dunking than NBA basketball players are. That doesn't mean that they're better players, that they deserve to be in the NBA, but this is what they do. They are professional dunkers. Allow those guys that 15, 20 minutes of fame to go out and show the world things that we've never seen because this is what they do. The whole, you know what, LeBron ruined the dunk contest because he's not in the – no, man. Jaylen Brown getting in the dunk contest because he has an all-star next to his name. Ain't nobody trying to see those in-game dunks, with all due respect. There are guys out there that are really, really good at dunking far better than NBA players are. Let those guys have their moment to shine. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, listen, there's the guys. What's the guy's name? God, I can't remember it. He's a YouTuber. A little
white. Too many of them.
No. He made 26. Yeah, in the 3-point shooting. Like, so are you okay if there's some random that's in the 3-point shooting contest because he can throw some 3-pointers in?
No.
Only dunking. I listen, Tone, here's the thing. No one will watch. They won't watch. If you put YouTubers on there, they won't watch.
I highly disagree. Because the thing is, here's why.
It's the NBA dunk contest, not the celebrity dunk contest.
But here's the thing. They can do things that we've never seen before. And that's all we want to see out of the dunk contest. We just want to see something done that we've never seen. Everybody bringing out props and jumping over somebody, and these are all things that we've seen before.
I still can't believe Aaron Gordon. They had the mascot was on like a hoverboard or skates or something. Yep. And he went underneath his. That's still the most filthy, ridiculous thing ever.
I tell you what, Doug, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And
no, I've seen the guys. I know what you're talking about. I have another plan to go along with this. I think they should make it all-star weekend with. Coinciding with the Pro Bowl. Like, let's just get all this terrible programming out of the way, right?
Sure.
Saturday night is NBA. Sunday day is NFL. Sunday night is NFL, is NBA All-Star game. Right? There we go. We get it all your All-Star stuff away, and then, give basketball players a couple days off. Let's get to the meat of some of the second half stuff. Can Doc Rivers fix the Bucks?
I think, I think this was an issue, obviously, before Doc Rivers got there. And the thing is, I know Doc's saying this is one of the most difficult jobs that he'd ever, all this stuff. I get all that. But this, for me, shows issues that existed with the Milwaukee Bucks before. You know what Doc Rivers can't do? Doc Rivers can't give perimeter defenders faster feet. He can't make Brook Lopez faster. And the issue that I had with the firing of Adrian Griffin was Adrian Griffin, from all reports that I've heard, made that Bucks locker room uncomfortable, which I loved. I love. You know, what you always hear throughout the NBA is the word accountability. And everybody wants to be held accountable until they're held accountable.
Yes.
Then they don't want to be held accountable anymore. If you hold me accountable in a way that I don't like, then I'll get you fired. And what Adrian Griffin was asking certain guys to do is things that they were uncomfortable doing. That's the only way growth happens. So I don't know what Doc Rivers can do. Do I think this team is still in the championship fast lane? I do, because this is a star power league. This is a league that's built on firepower. You still do have Damian Lillard. You still do have Giannis Antetokounmpo. But I feel like if Chris Middleton is not healthy, and he hasn't been healthy all year long, I don't see them on the road that many people see them on.
Doug mentioned it earlier. Doc has taken a lot of heat ever since he took the job, especially this week. But I want to ask you, Antonio, about him taking the job, because you mentioned Adrian Griffin. Doc's consulting him throughout the season. If you're Adrian Griffin at all, do you feel a little stabbed in the back by Doc in the decision? Is there any of that going on? I know Milwaukee didn't have a lot of options, but if you're using him as a consultant and he comes in and takes your job, I'd have to assume there'd be some hard feelings.
I wouldn't think so, because I think we've seen this happen before. Not really as a consultant, but a lot of times what you see with young head coaches is they'll bring in someone either as a consultant or someone on that bench that has head coaching experience. And then when something goes the wrong way, that guy who had head coaching experience then becomes the head guy. You look at Lloyd Pierce in Atlanta with Nate McMillan. Nate McMillan was brought in because Lloyd Pierce didn't have a lot of experience. When Lloyd Pierce got fired, Nate McMillan then became the head coach. So we've seen this before. We've seen this. And the thing is, with all due respect to Adrian Griffin, he, no matter what, he could never bring to the table what Doc Rivers is bringing to the table, because he hasn't coached long enough. Right? Doc Rivers, with the experience, with the lack of success, sure, with the championship, all of these, the cachet, the respect, all of these different things. Adrian Griffin and Doc Rivers could mirror each other in exactly what they were saying, but we know the messenger matters, right? So whoever was delivering that message, if that message is coming from a championship coach, it resonates a lot different than it coming from a guy who's only coached a total of 43 NBA basketball games. And that's unfair to Adrian Griffin, in my opinion. He wasn't given the grace to be successful.
No, but again, this is a big boy world, and whatever it was wasn't working, and we all heard the whispers that it wasn't working. And
why is it not working? What's the definition of not working? That's been my question from day one. Because it seems like in today's NBA, the definition of not working isn't winning and losing, which is what it's been a lot. It's the fact that you're not catering to star players. That's the definition. How is it not working if I've won 7 out of 10 of my games?
But listen. Like, again, it must not have been working for Giannis. Because
correct.
Make no mistake right. that if Giannis wanted him to be the head coach, he would still be the head coach, right?
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay. So, you know, again, I don't know. I'm not there on a daily basis. I mean, Dan's a huge Bucks fan. He watches every game.
Giannis is drawing up plays
yes.
at one point.
So, and
so
I mean.
You know what that shows for me? That shows a lack of respect for your head coach. It's like Kyrie Irving when Steve Nash was there. And yep. he basically said at that time, we don't need a head coach.
Yeah. No, I got
right.
it.
I don't need a coach.
Yeah.
So that for me, for Giannis to do that, that shows a lot. You think he would do that with Doc Rivers?
No.
No, because Doc Rivers carries a different cachet.
Well, honestly, here's the difference in how we take it, okay? And mm-hmm. this I think we can all agree to be true. If he does that with Doc Rivers, people go like, look at Doc, man, player's coach, really buying in, letting Giannis. Whereas you got an inexperienced coach, you're like, dude, he doesn't even know what he's doing. Giannis has got the whiteboard. Right?
Yeah, that's
no different than and I'll give credit to Cowherd because he's the first one I've heard say this. You pull up at a stoplight and there's someone who's heavy and they're eating and you're like, look at that guy. He's heavy. He can't stop eating. Somebody that's thin pulls up, same sandwich, same light, and you're like, look at that guy, always on the go. No time to sit down and eat. Right? That's what we do.
Right. That for sure. I equate it to, you know, when a guy's winning, we look at it different. You know, when Tom Brady gets at somebody on the sideline,
yes.
what a leader.
Yes.
What a leader.
Yes.
Oh, my
but
God.
That's, but look,
when,
that's the reality.
When a guy who hasn't won does it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's too combative.
No leadership skills.
Yeah.
Right. He has no leadership skills. He doesn't know how to lead. So we offer grace to winners.
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been.
How do we look at Zion now? Pelicans are winning. His number's a little down. You get a front row view of this. How do we look at Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, who are in the thick of it in the West?
For me, I think you look at Zion and the Pelicans the same way you look at Joel Embiid and the Sixers, the same way you look at the L.A. Clippers. I don't think the regular season is going to tell much. I don't think it's going to say much. A lot of the narratives about these individual players and about them, their teams, their respective teams will be written in the postseason. Plain and simple. It doesn't, I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter what they do in a regular season.
No.
But what they do in the postseason
is
definitely Trump.
Yes, but you would also say, like, look, I've heard the word sad in regards to Zion Williamson. Like, he's obviously playing the point. It's changed the dynamic of what they're doing, and he's still really effective, but he doesn't have the explosiveness he used to have. You see it. Is that fair?
I think, for me, I would say it's changed. Like, his role has changed. Because when we talk about the explosiveness that he used to have, understand what we're comparing this to a lot is when Lonzo Ball was here. So he was the guy actually finishing a lot of the breaks. Now with Point Zion, he's the guy that's actually starting a lot of the breaks.
No question.
So for me, his role has changed. His role has changed to what he used to be to what he is now. 9 assists last night. You know, what Willie Green is doing a fantastic job at moving him around, right? He's not the guy that's just running and finishing.
Yep.
He's the guy now that they're yep. outletting the ball to and allowing him to get a full head of steam downhill. Yep. His role has changed, in my opinion.
Hey, man. Glad you had a good break. Love having you on. Let's catch up again soon. Thanks for being our guest, okay?
For sure. Appreciate you guys, always.
That's Antonio Daniels. He's an NBA champion, 13 years in the league. Unbelievable dude. and never shy with his opinions. I'm Doug Gottlieb. He's Dan Byer in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up on the Dan Patrick Show. Spring training here, pitchers and catchers? Dodgers, I know why it's on my screen. We got a bunch of Dodger fans. Dodgers dominate the Padres. Sign of things to come? ? Next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb, Dan Byer, in for Dan the Danettes. Are we talking about the Dodgers' journey to the World Series? Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Just so you know, Dan knows this. Our producer is Jason Stewart, who is a rabid Dodger fan. And seeing as we are on AM 570, the home of your Dodgers, I guess this is that's how you came up with the "How good are the Dodgers?" On my screen. Is that what happened?
I mean, it's very timely. It's topical. You know, they started spring training yesterday and whipped ass on the Padres, and I thought we could talk about it. I mean, let's talk about how good they are. You know, it's kind of a soft launch for the Shohei Ohtani era. We're going to have half of his skill set, but I think it's a championship or bust still.
I think here's the way I look at it. Okay, baseball, they need Shohei to have a big year, and they really could use Dodgers, Yankees in the World Series. Because I actually think baseball is in a much better place. Like, the common sports fan, or they'll sit there and go like, yeah, baseball is boring, whatever. Like, look, internationally unbelievable, remarkable young talent. By the way, shout out to the number one prospect in the class of 2025, my man Ethan Holliday. That's his brother Jackson is the number one prospect in minor league baseball last year with the Orioles, former number one pick. Anyway, Ethan's 17th birthday today. Happy birthday, E. Anyway.
You know, Matt is a great follow on Instagram. I know he's a friend of yours, Matt Holliday, yeah. former All-Star. And the stuff that he puts out of Ethan and his brother and them, the way that they hit the ball, if they're in their late teens, I can only imagine what they're going to be like in their mid-20s when they have a little bit of experience and knowledge. I mean, that swing is amazing.
Both have great swings, both have good brains, and like part of it is in baseball, such a game of mental. Such a game of mental. But I guess, like, I don't know, to me, to get back into our world, well, we're talking about it, because that's my sports radio career professionally was right in that era when it was Red Sox and Yankees. And you had to talk about it. Now, my boss at the time who runs Westwood One, Bruce Gilbert, was like, look, dude, you come out of college basketball, you got to know baseball. People are clamoring to know about baseball. And it's just it's hard to talk Major League Baseball. We used to do a segment when I was at one of my previous homes. We'd call it Nobody Gives a Schmidt. Because it was Paul Goldschmidt, and he would do something awesome, and literally nobody cared. Nobody.
I like that.
Nobody, so it wasn't an ode to Mike Schmidt. It's
no,
Goldschmidt.
Nobody gives a Schmidt. And it was like, Paul Goldschmidt's awesome. Nobody nationally could ever pick him out of a lineup.
By the way, just I think that I need to put this out there.
It's a good segment, though, right?
It's a really good segment. I've unfollowed the NFL, the Bears, and Matt Holliday on Instagram. So those are the three. So I did not see what Jason has done. I don't want football or baseball cluttering up my timeline. I just would rather have recipes that I'm never going to make at all.
And relationship advice, too. Don't forget about relationship advice.
The Dodgers aren't the only team of World Series or bust, but what I think separates the Dodgers, and I think yesterday was the perfect example. First spring training game, and they go out and they crush the Padres. What was it, 14-1 or whatever the deal was?
Sure.
This is the season. For the Rangers, for the Braves, for the Yankees, it's World Series or bust. But those teams aren't the ones we're going to be watching game in and game out. I think the Dodgers, even over a 162-game schedule, that is going to be the level. Any two-game losing streak or three-game losing streak, I think will be magnified. I think it's a different story this year, different than everybody else in baseball.
It'll be interesting. I also wonder, though, baseball is not a game meant to be covered like that, right? It's not like what changed our view on war was the fact that we could see it on a daily basis, right? Like from Vietnam, where we would see... In real time, it's obviously before my time, whatever. It was the first time war was televised. And then the Persian Gulf War, we actually saw things whizzing in the middle of the night and gave a complete... And then you see the damage and destruction and the death. It totally changes your view of things, because otherwise it's just casualty numbers and you're like, well, we killed three more times than them. You see real human beings and it's different. I think baseball is interesting. Like, is it really meant to be covered? Like, yeah, you're going to lose two or three in a row. Like, that's the sport. That's that. We do this on our show. That's baseball. Right? Guys go through slumps, and then they turn around. Right? That's baseball. The inexplicable is only explained in that's baseball. So, but I think the sport needs, so many times we've had the gigantic contract and the letdown. Hasn't happened every time, but most times it has. And for the biggest contract ever, for a franchise that was already winning, that supposedly just, they need to win more World Series, and there's the asterisk of the only World Series they won in this era was the COVID year. Like, yeah, Dodgers need to get there this year. They need to figure that out. And then if baseball can ever get Dodgers, Yankees, now we can talk about, like, really, really talk about baseball, which is fun because baseball is probably the best one to talk about because there's time in between each pitch, time to really feel. And I think Fox does a great job of broadcasting. Like, you get to see the emotions and the feelings of it. Really see it. Anyway. All right, I'm off to Vegas, Byer. What do you work on the lawn this weekend? We've had a lot of rain and a little bit of sunshine. It's supposed to be beautiful today.
Yes, I'd actually like to reseed the lawn. So anybody that wants to hit me up with tips, just let me know at Dan Byer on Fox.
I don't like the word reseed. It's just that brings me back to my hairline, and I just, you know, I start to get a little
queasy. Should lay sod. You
know? I should. Yeah, I've seen the sod. It never looks like this, like the real stuff. It just does. For Jason Stewart and Dan Byer, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Have a great weekend. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.